Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I welcome you out once again this week. And at this point, I'm wishing you a happy Valentine's Day. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Be sure to share stuff there. If you haven't checked out the ebook yourself, or if you think the ebook is awesome, give it a share. And by the way, thank you so much. Speaking of sharings, thank you so much for you guys sharing this show. I love watching more and more people being influenced and really applying and making this happen. So thank you so much. And as well as thank you for reaching out with your questions. I've had some amazing people reach out to me from this show. So thank you. Quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great money, great returns while actually helping and make a difference in people's lives, you'll want to check this out. You can invest as little as $100. They're paying great returns. In fact, they're about to change it a little bit in a few months. So now is actually a better time than ever. So go check them out. Their website is www.funding, that's F-U-N-D-I-N-G, A-H-P, as in American Homeowners Preservation, .com. So today I want to do a little special Valentine's episode for you guys. You know, I really want to focus on something I've learned personally, because believe it or not, I'm not the best husband all the time. You know, I'm a great husband. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm an amazing husband in many ways. But one thing that I sometimes lack is in communication. And one of the key areas, believe it or not, that I've had a hard time, especially with this new marriage I've been in, you know, for the last year and a half, is it's interesting having to communicate with different styles and different upbringings when it comes to money and everything else. Now, in my previous marriage, I mean, I was married for 14 years in my last marriage, and we kind of got used to certain habits, good and bad. You know, for example, we actually did talk about the money quite a bit in my previous marriage, but the thing is that because, you know, when there's stressful times, you know, when I went through a lot of my hardest financial times, she had a hard time handling all that. And so I took it all over. So I took control of finances, which can work actually, if done right. So I would take over all the finances, all the budgeting, everything. I even took over all the bill paying, and then I just kind of tell her where we're at. Here's the thing. And I understand it now being married to another wife who used to be in charge of the finances all the time, and then she got married to me. So we're both used to being in charge of our finances from our previous marriages, and now we're playing tug of war, you know, of how to do our finances. And it's been cool to kind of deconstruct and then reconstruct something new. And here's what I've learned. We've got to communicate. What we have here is a failure to communicate, right? And so that's one thing I've learned critically is that with my situation, it's like, oh, I've got to communicate more. You know, I can't just call the shots or do this or that or the other, which is kind of what I did before. And that puts somebody else in a helpless type feeling of a situation. You're like, wait, you didn't even talk to me about this. You know, like just recently I dropped 40 grand on something and it freaked out my wife. She's like, what are you doing? Like you just dropped 40 grand on something. You didn't even tell me. I was like, well, it's just basically a savings account. It's not that big of a deal. I'm basically just transferring money over. She's like, yeah, but you should be talking to me about this first. And she was right, 100% right. And so I want to give you guys some tips of things that I've learned, kind of an update. Even if you heard my previous podcast on this, you know, I want to give you some updates here of great ways to really get on the same page with your spouse or with your significant other. Because when it comes to money, money can be a stressful thing, but money can be a beautiful thing, and it can be done right. And trust me, I don't want you to do some of the mistakes I made with money where you think you're doing well and maybe you're tracking your money, but you don't have your partner on the same page. And when you don't have your partner on the same page, that creates fear in them. That creates this lack of security or this feeling of helplessness sometimes or a feeling of you know, they may not know how well you are. You know, this happened just to me last week. In fact, you know, I had to show my wife the updated numbers and she's like, okay, well, we need to talk about this stuff. I'm not sure we're that great off. Maybe we need to prepare more or do this or that. And then I showed her the numbers and she's like, dang, I didn't know there were that we're doing that well. I was like, well, I thought I told you. She's like, you told me verbally, but you didn't show me the numbers. You didn't show me, but you just told me. She's like, I can't just trust, you know, what you just saying something. I got to see it. I got to see it to really understand it, especially because she's more visual. And so we started to adopt something different. And we actually had the best meeting we've ever had with our money in the last year and a half, even though we've met from time to time. You know, we haven't met as regularly as we should have. But as I said, hey, you know what, for our couple's night, let's go over our money, which she's like, oh, that's sexy. No, just kidding. Partly she said that. So that's what we did. So here's a few key tips. You know, first and foremost, tip number one, you know, step number one, you got to set the time. This is the thing I've made a mistake in this marriage. So I had a set day and time every time with my previous marriage, but we haven't really done that, right? I set a day and time before, but it wasn't a good one. Like we set a Sunday night at 8 o'clock, but by the time we get the kids to bed and everything on a Sunday night, we're like, oh, we're tired. Let's go to bed. So for us, nighttime wasn't great. You know, we've started to realize that, you know, we can do evenings, but they got to be earlier in the evening for us. You know, it's got to be, you got to get the kids to bed early or something like that. And especially if you got to require more time. If it's been a while since you've met about your money, it might take you a good hour or two, depending on how detailed your significant other is or you are. And so you got to make sure you set aside that time. Now, normally, if you do this on a regular basis, say that's every week, you know, or at least every other week minimum. If you do that, you probably will notice it won't take much more than 15 to 20 minutes to update things. Then you're good, you know, depending on what it is. But at least set the time and then stick to it, just like it's a normal appointment or a date. You know, like if you have a doctor's appointment, you're not going to try to go bail out on it. Same thing with your spouse. Don't bail out on your spouse. They're way more important than a doctor. So find that time, set the time, and then stick to it. You know, number two is start discussing your spending plan. Now, I don't like the word budget. Maybe you like it. I don't like the word budget. I think the budget implies, you know, lack. It's almost like someone saying like, hey, here's a diet, you know, you know, like let's starve. No, I think a spending plan is great. Spending plan is like saying, hey, here's your eating plan. Here's your meal plan. You know, here's what you can eat, not what you can't eat, but what you can. Because money is meant to be used and it's meant to be spent. As a wise steward, you are supposed to spend money and use money, not just hoard it and let it rot away. But, you know, spending it could be spending into savings too. It doesn't mean you just blow it. So there's a difference. So spending plans, start discussing that. My wife is amazing. Now this is the one thing we do differently. I love using Mint. You know, you guys have probably heard me say this on the show before. I use Mint.com to track my finances. My business, I use QuickBooks, of course, but for my personal, I use Mint. And I love it because it gives me charts. It does all the calculations for me. You know, there's less likelihood of error. My wife, she uses a Google Doc. I mean, she basically uses I'm spacing out what it is now, but the thing in Google Docs, you know, the Excel spreadsheet that's in Google Docs. So she uses that, and she has all the formulas. I use spreadsheets for some things, but for that kind of stuff, usually I don't. But here's what the difference. She loves creating a month-by-month budget. Me, I like to look at the averages. I just try to stay in that range. You know, I know some months will be high, some months will be lower. I try to stay in that basic range, and if it's not in that range, I tweak it and figure out how it works. With her, she wants to project it out. She wants to know everything for the month before, and she wants to make sure that all the money is in the account and all ready to go to be paid by the beginning of the month. So we're always a month ahead of schedule on our bills. You know, different way than I've done it. I've been more like cool, when's the bill due? All right, I'll pay it by then, hopefully, you know, and, you know, it typically won't be super late, but I'll pay it just whenever I feel like paying it. But she's all about getting it in there, doing automatic payments, and that kind of thing. So we spend a lot of our time setting up automatic payments, you know, going to the bank and doing like a bill pay or doing automatic payments from the website of whatever bill, you know, whether the utilities or whatever it might be, just so that we know what's coming out. And especially with utilities, if you can make it an even number, you know, it makes it easier on the numbers. It makes it easier to project out how much you're spending. So I've actually started to adopt that and like it. You know, I actually think it's kind of cool. So that's one big thing right there. is one, like I mentioned, set the time to stick to it. And then two, discuss your spending plan, you know, and really, you know, get clear, be true and honest to this. And then the third thing is make your goals from abundance. Now, see, if all you did was go over your spending plan, if all you did was talk about the numbers month to month, it's going to get a little tedious and you're going to kind of get lost a little bit. You're going to feel like you're stuck in the forest and you can't see the forest through the trees. And, you know, if you want to actually have something exciting, you know, something to work towards that makes it really fun, start creating goals. And the cool thing is if you're using Mint, they actually have a goal setting type function that you can actually put in goals and it can track it. You say like, hey, I want to save a certain amount of money for, you know, a down payment on a home, or I want to save a certain amount for cash reserves or whatever it might be. You can go and set that goal, tie it to one of your accounts, and it'll track that account as it builds and grows. And it'll even tell you if you have a certain date, how much you need to put in there per month and what it takes to be on track for it. And I think it's a beautiful thing. I think it's awesome. And I actually kind of like it. You know, I didn't think I would like it as much as I did, but as I started to do it, I was like, oh, cool. Like I'm seeing progress. I'm seeing what's happening. And it's really fun to watch that progress. Now, of course, you don't have to use the Mint tool. If you're using something else, great. But, you know, create something that does create a goal. You know, I remember when my wife says like, okay, we're going to pay off this loan. Or we're going to put this savings for this or that or the other. Or like just, you know, yesterday, you know, we communicated about investment property, which I'll share in just a second, and how to talk about, you know, how to do those goals. But whatever it is, like set those goals and then work together towards them. And when you do that, it's so much fun. Now, here's the key. You got to start doing this stuff. And when you're doing this meeting overall, there's got to be a mindset of abundance. You've got to come from a place of abundance, not scarcity. See, most people, and probably your parents have possibly modeled this for you, but money might've been a sensitive topic. Money might've been a bad thing. or just not a thing you just don't talk about, right? And that's the exact opposite of what you want to do. If you want your marriage to be stronger, especially if you want to work together on your goals, this is critical. And so when you talk from a place of abundance, there's a few key things you want to do. One, you want to make sure that you're using words that are positive, obviously. I mean, things that are actually more abundant. You know, don't talk about can't afford things. You know, all the unt words, you know, that can't do this or this can't happen or won't happen or whatever. You know, try to avoid doing that, but instead start asking more productive questions instead. Instead of making statements that limit you, ask questions that create possibility. So for example, hey, how can we do this? You know, what would we need to do to create this? Or what's the next step to get us towards this goal, right? You know, or hey, if we overspent last month, all right, we did that. You know, no accusing, no blaming. All right, we overspent. We went beyond our budget. Hey, maybe we're sinking. You know, maybe we're losing more money, you know, because we're negative cash flow each month, which, by the way, is not too uncommon. Okay, all right, what are we going to do about this? What can we do? You know, instead of talking about blame or pointing fingers and bringing up all the past stuff, and the longer you've been married, the more crap you probably have on each other, avoid that. You know, just move past that and just look forward with each other. Stay in the present, stay at what is right now, and look for ways to move forward, to progress in the right direction. It can be little baby steps. You know, I'll tell you, here's a secret. This is a little bonus tip here. You know, if savings has been a hard thing for you, if saving money has been a hard thing, I invite you just to try, just even if it's an automatic, you know, deposit or, you know, like a transfer of money or whatever it might be, transfer just $5 from every paycheck. Just $5. Now you could do more, maybe. Maybe it's $20 or $50 or $100. Just try it. Even if it's as little as $5, I'll tell you there is something amazing when you even transfer some money and you watch your balance grow. There's something incredible that happens. And you'll start to realize that one, it'll keep growing, which before you might have noticed that if you try to dump a whole bunch in, the whole bunch gets pulled out, then you feel guilty. You know, that little rubber band effect. You want to avoid that. But if you can do it this way, you know, where you can actually just put a little bit in there and then focus on the growth. Don't focus on like what you're not doing. I mean, you got to acknowledge that stuff, but focus on what's going well and then address the things that you need to keep working on. And look at it from a place of possibility and abundance, not from a place of limits or of depression because you're like, look, we're sinking fast. It's just getting worse and worse. Okay, maybe that's been the pattern. Maybe it has gotten worse and worse. Focus on what you can do right now. So critical, and it'll be so important because if you guys start fighting with each other during this meeting and beating each other up, which, by the way, my wife right now and I, yeah, we've had some little spats. Most of it's been about how we communicate, you know, and how we do the numbers, you know, and we realized that we had to do our own numbers. You know, she's in charge of the spending plan while I'm in charge of tracking like the balance sheet. I track like the bills. I actually do track the expenditures. Like I'm keeping track of all that, but she's the one actually doing the budget projections. So we all have a role and it's actually kind of fun. It feels like a partnership versus just me updating somebody on the numbers and then ask for a little bit of input and then we're back to me again. You know, it's actually cool to share those responsibilities. And we share based on our strengths. What do we do best? And so determine that as a couple, what's best for you. Now, here's a key bonus. Now, when you're making these goals and you're making these decisions together, this is what my wife and I do. And so the last few days, we're like, okay, we want to buy an investment property together. All right, what do we want? What do we do? And so we went to, you know, my friends at RP Capital. You know, I said, hey, give us some great properties. Two of them looked really good. And one of them actually looked amazing. It had 40,000 instant equity, which you usually don't find. That was pretty good equity for that kind of property. But as you know, as time went on, we asked a few more questions. All of a sudden, they raised the asking price, so there wasn't as much instant equity, and the cash flow wasn't great. And it's funny because my wife said, like, I really feel these two. And then it's like, well, I think we're down to this one. What do you think? And then I told her, I said, maybe we should pray about this. And she's like, yeah, duh. And so we prayed. We prayed to God and we said, hey, we want to be wise stewards. We want to create great stuff together. You know, we were grateful for all of these resources that we have to be able to do things like this. Should we get this property? And you know what? Like, I was a little bit nervous. I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know. Like, should we get this property? It wasn't, you know, the perfect one, but still great cash flow for what it was. It was still really good. And then the peace came over me. It's like, yeah, you should do it. Like, I felt inspired to get it. And she's like, I do too. I feel great about this. I'm like, great, let's do it, man. Boom. And we're off and running. And I'll tell you this, like for me, and this is different for everybody, I know this, but for me personally, it's not just between the two of you as a couple, it's between you and God, you as a couple and God. If you guys can work as a trifecta together, it's so powerful because I'll tell you, in my life, he can see things that we always can't see. He can foresee things. And so sometimes things might look all good on the numbers, but you might be inspired to say like, you know what, something just doesn't feel right here. And you want to follow that prompting. You want to follow that. Whether you're asking God or whether you're just trusting your intuition or whatever it is, trust that. But for us as a couple, I think it's very important to include God in those decisions too, since he's kind of a big deal, you know? So anyways, guys, that's the key here. It's like, I want you guys to communicate. I want you to give your spouse like the best gift possible and give each other the best gift possible. And that's to do simply this, is one, you know, you set the time as a couple and stick to it. You set that appointment, that plan, just like every single week or at least every other week. Two, you discuss your spending plan, like how are you spending the money? How do you make sure you're going to stay where you're making more than what you're spending and that kind of thing? Like stay within that spending plan that's reasonable. And then three, make goals from abundance and do it. And as a bonus, do that with God. You know, make that communication with God or with check in with yourselves, whatever it might be. But that is the key. And again, communicate, communicate, communicate. That is what's essential to make this work. Talking with each other, working forward together on goals with each other, and creating awesome, awesome life together. That is my hope for you guys this week. Have a happy Valentine's Day, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how he can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.